Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, situated on a hillside in the Nauce Township in Kendall County, just 35 miles southwest of downtown. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Bocconi's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check out Bocconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. Carl Knudsen is a wedding singer, an amazing wedding DJ. Check him out at Carl at carlknudsen.net. You don't want to put him in the same category as any of those cheesy DJs with a set of speakers. He is bringing ideas and guidance and energy and charisma and musical love to the process. He makes people remember how they felt. One of a kind. Carl Knudsen. Check out that DJ who also sings. Hey, the holidays are coming. Need help preparing for that special party or dinner? Bliss Culinary Heaven can help. Bliss Culinary Heaven, created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson to fill a void in the culinary world. Give him a call at 630-865-1582. Bliss Culinary Heaven. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is NaplevilleAlarm.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NaplevilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NaplevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Clark Car Care in Naperville. They're themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special oil change of $17.95. You heard that right, $17.95 or $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Say hello to my buddy Matt Weber over there at Clark's, too, guys. Another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, really proud to have on Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com and say hello to my friend James over there. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first lesson is absolutely free. Just ask for James, and don't forget to mention the show. Sullivan Steakhouse, with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And don't forget, at Napier Settlement this season, the Chris Kindle Market is there, folks. Check them out Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through Christmas. The schedule does vary, so you need to check out their website for more details and extra hours and days added on there. But Napier Settlement is so ready for the season. Check them out for that Chris Kindle Market, as well as Napier Lights. Napier Lights is there. And then, of course, don't forget the opportunity to go and visit all the living museums, all the houses there from the different time periods. It's really a spectacular place to be this time of year. And finally, thanks to Illusion Photography for being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you to Illusion Photography, to their world of capturing memories through the eyes of true artists. Illusion Photography in Oak Brook. Give them a call at 630-560-5684, or you can email them at info@illusionphotography.com. You can also check them out on the web and on Facebook.
Yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the program. What's the good word? This is Dolly here. Thanks for tuning into the show. Hello to everybody on WCKG, 1530 AM, Tooheeville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. I'm loving all those downloads from you folks. And hello to everybody on 1010 News Talk. Thanks for following us on Good Dolly Show on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. Yes, we do. Did you know that? Of course we do. Who doesn't this time of year? I'd like to know who doesn't. I want to know what businesses out there do not have a Facebook page, and they're thriving. That would be really cool to see. As I said, what is the good word, everybody? Please send me your messages on Facebook, and get some messages on Twitter. You can also email me, Dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com. I don't have interns this time of year, so I do read all of your emails. And I appreciate all them, too. It's really nice to get such sweet messages. I really appreciate it. I want to tell you about a couple things before I get to my guest today. My guest, you're going to love it. As I've always promised you on this show, good news, good guests. We've got one coming up. So sit tight. Please don't go away. It's only a half-hour show. You're not going to want to miss this one because you're going to walk away feeling fed and better for it. And maybe you can make a difference. And but so hang in there. I have a good guest. And we always bring you good news. Have a good laugh. Why not? A good laugh. I hope you've had one already. I went to see, speaking of laughs, I went to take my daughter, my fourth daughter, my Caitlin Lou, that's what I call her. I took her to the Paramount Theater this past weekend to see opening night of Elf. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, it was fantastic. Well, first of all, every event, every show at that Paramount Theater that I have seen, and I've seen a lot in the last 3 years, about 3 years now, has been phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about the production quality, the staff, Jim Cordy, the director over there, the whole crew, everyone involved with that Paramount Theater. They have done a tremendous job in bringing the arts to the Southwest suburbs. So this is in Aurora, Illinois, the Paramount Theater, if you're wondering what I'm talking about. And Elf is playing now through January 7th, so it's the perfect time of year to go. It's a great Christmas show. You may be familiar. It's based on that hilarious 2003 Will Ferrell movie, Elf. It's one of those rare holiday shows that has kids and adults laughing, and I was humming the tunes. There's this great tune in there, a Christmas song. And Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jiggly song. You'll love it if you see it. And it was just a wonderful production. My daughter, Caitlin, is 15, and she really loved it. She's this cool teenager now, so I'm trying to spend some one-on-one quality time with her. And I was lucky enough she agreed to go with me to see Elf. Event sponsors, thanks to Kevin Fitzpatrick, my dear friend Kevin, for sponsoring this show, Elf. at the Paramount Theater. Folks, you don't want to miss it. Check out ParamountAurora.com. You could do that /events/Elf the Musical. But really, if you just get to the ParamountAurora.com, you'll get there very easily and order tickets. Tickets are very affordable. They're between like $38 and $75, pretty much half of what you spend in Chicago. And I will tell you, the quality, the entertainment factor, there's even the way it's produced too. There's even a scene where Santa's on his sleigh and he flies through the air through the audience. It is phenomenal. It's a must-see. So I just have to say thanks to everybody. I just love these creative theatrical minds and how it all comes together at the Paramount Theater and how wonderful a night my daughter and I had. So anyways, a great opening night. Don't miss it. Elf at the Paramount Theater. All right. I also want to mention, now that we're in the Christmas spirit too, on December 21st, we're going to have a special Christmas show. My good old friend, Dean Martin impersonator. My good friend, Dean Martin. No, Tony Ocean will be on the show. Tony Ocean, my dear friend, is a Dean Martin impersonator. So he'll be on the show again December 2nd. It's become our annual tradition at Christmas time to sing that duet, Baby, It's Cold Outside. The year before last, I was phenomenal. Let me just say that. Can I just say? I sang it so beautifully. I nailed it. Last year, horrible. It's amazing how the voice can change. I've been practicing and tuning up in the shower to the chagrin of my children and husband. But I'm ready. December 22nd, don't miss the show. It's going to be a great holiday show. I'm going to reveal also to you tonight two other guests, Gino and Lenny Ragu, who are the owners of Panino's Pizza here in Park Ridge. And there's also one on the north side. I think it's, I hate to say it, but there's another location. They have two locations, and they'll be here. They're the grand champions, pizza champions. There was a competition in Vegas. They're going to fill us all in. These guys know how to make pizza. And let me tell you, Panino's Pizza is fantastic, too, if you haven't tried it, especially the grandma style. Try it that way. So that'll be December 21st. Mark your calendars. Don't miss that show right before Christmas. And a final plug to all of my friends out in Naperville and out that way. New Year's Eve, I'm back in Naperville. I took a year off after about 6 years of doing the official Naperville countdown on New Year's Eve with the mayor. But this year I'm back. I'm happy to say I'm in town and I'm back. And I'm really looking forward to counting down the new year with all of my friends in good old Naperville. That's at the Carillon near downtown Naperville. What about making a night of it, huh? Go get a nice dinner downtown Naperville and then head on over to the Carillon, the beautiful Carillon, and enjoy the festivities there and the countdown with us there. Okay, that's New Year's Eve. Oh, and that's, by the way, an early countdown. Not at midnight. This will be at 6 o'clock when it's midnight in Ireland. So we'll be singing along with the Irish. Not such a bad thing. That's right. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning into the show. I told you I have a good guest today. I always have a good guest, but this one's really special. Her name is Jen. Jen, I hope I'm saying this right. Jen Kofel. Kofel?
Yes, hi, it's Jen Kofel.
Jen, are you there?
Thanks, Holly. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, welcome to the show. Yeah,
thank you.
I can barely hear you. Well, there we go. Jen, thanks for coming on the show. Jen Kofel and her co-founder of Handing Hope, Kim. Now you're gonna have to help me with her last name. Belvilla Aqua.
Belvilla Aqua. Yes.
Wait, Jen, I can't hear you. Can you put the phone closer to your mouth? We don't want to miss a word.
Yeah. Is this any better?
Well, how do you say Kim's last name?
Belvilla Aqua.
Belvilla Aqua. I love it. Good Italian name. You don't get more Italian than Belvilla Aqua. I know Aqua means water.
It means.
I'm not sure about the bevel.
Drink water.
It means drink water.
Drink water? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good reminder to all of us to drink more water. All right. Well, listen, Jen and Kim are co-founders of Handing Hope. I met Jen at an event not too long ago, a very inspiring event with lots of women my age, some younger than me, some just starting out. Most of them entrepreneurs, so it was very inspiring. And Jen is the co-founder of Handing Hope. For the past decade, Jen and Kim have been educating people on how to kick the chemicals and reduce your risk of disease. Their mission is close to their hearts, as Kim is a cancer survivor, and Jen knows the deep loss cancer can bring. It took her mom and her dad and her best friend, and the two of them have co-authored Be Well Assured: At the Heart of Cancer, There is Hope, and The No Toxin Zone, two books that I haven't yet been able to get my hands on, but I will be soon. And they love bringing the message of hope. And how wonderful is the title, Handing Hope, Helping Others Through Prevention and Education. That really is how we make a difference, education, that's for sure. Jen, welcome to the show. Let's start out, let's talk about the very beginning, how you and Kim met, and not the whole story of how you met, but really how this all started, how you founded the Handing Hope and the message you really want to spread to make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, like you shared, went through cancer, and through my losses, we really looked at, you know, what the cause of cancer is, and 90% of it is environmental. And I have four kids, and we really have a passion for helping others learn how they can prevent cancer. And a lot of it has to do with, like, what we put on our skin, what we breathe, what we eat. And, you know, that's why we created the No Toxin Zone program. It's actually not a book. It's an awareness program. It's a video. You can see it at notoxinzone.com. But it's just a five-minute video that really just educates about the importance of those things, like what we put on our skin, what we breathe, what we eat. And then we wanted to take that actually into the communities. We really would love to just educate the people about the importance of that. A lot of people are open to going green and using, you know, products that are not full of chemicals. But from our perspective, we wanted to just make an impact on cancer. She went through cancer, and I had a lot of loss, and, like, what can we do to prevent it? It seems so prevalent. I mean, so many people are dealing with that. So it really came from an education standpoint. But then we really wanted to do something around children, because she had spent time, in, obviously, with her cancer treatments, and I had spent a lot of years in cancer hospitals with the battles that my family and friend went through. And we wanted to make an impact there and bring joy to kids that are in the battle, because, you know, cancer is a really big disease. And so to be able to bring smiles to kids was something that we really wanted to do. So we noticed that, you know, kids would get chemotherapy treatments and their mouths would taste bad, or they would get sores in their mouth, and the staff and parents would give kids, you know, a treat, something to, you know, help them to get rid of the taste and soothe them. But they were full of sugar. And in the research, sugar has been shown to actually cause cancer to grow. And so we really wanted to replace the sugar treats. And so we found a manufacturer that's in Michigan that manufactures sugar-free lollipops. They're naturally sugar-free. They're actually sweetened with birch xylitol. So it's not a sugar replacement either. I mean, it's not like a sugar substitute. It's just a sweetener that's natural. And they have these awesome lollipops. And so they loved our idea. And so they give us a discount on buying the lollipops so that we can give them away. So that's what we do. We just go to children's cancer clinics throughout the nation, and we give away lollipops. And we give lollipop trees, and we send refill bags every month, and just to be able to bring joy to the kids that are in the battle and bring some comfort and smiles.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Jen, I'm actually licking one of your lollipops right now.
Are you?
I'm trying to be really quiet here. I'm listening to you and enjoying this. I'm not a big fan of yellow lollipops, but this one is yellow lollipop, and I love it. It's really tasty.
Yeah.
And
they're delicious.
Yeah, I will say it's
I'm glad you like it.
But it's healthier than a regular one, right? And it's great for kids
absolutely.
Really are going through chemotherapy, because, as you said, they have that awful taste in their mouth, and it's nice to give them something to distract them and just kind of get rid of that awful taste, for sure. We've known for years now this research that shows the negative correlation between sugar and cancer cells, but really all this information is out there, but it's still parents are constantly battling. I know I'm very much aware of this, but I cannot figure a way to get my kids to stop with the sugar. I try not to buy it, but it keeps creeping up in the house. It seems like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You got any tips for moms struggling with the sugar battle?
Yeah, I mean, it is a battle, and I think even our foods that aren't not necessarily candy, right, like our carbohydrate foods, our snacks, things like that turn into sugar in our bodies, it's hard, it's a struggle, and that's one of the things that we love to share on our Facebook pages, you know, recipes and things that you could do to make things, you know, taste delicious, but they're not full of sugar. And it takes extra work sometimes if you're like home, you know, making things, but there are a lot of things that you can buy. Like the Dr. John's line is an awesome line. That's who we get our lollipops from. They have great treat. They have, you know, chocolates and lollipops and hard candies and things like that, that are, you know, naturally sugar free. But I think getting good fats in our body too is really important because it helps keep us satisfied so that we don't get those strong sugar cravings. But the truth is, like, so many of us are addicted to sugar. Like, it's, I mean, it really is addicting. And what's challenging is, like, we oftentimes, like, when we're hurting or, like, something happens, like, we give ourselves a treat, right? we're feeling down, we give ourselves a treat, or we use comfort, food to comfort ourselves.
We
and, like,
reward
that's
our
what
children
I find, like,
with a treat.
Yeah, exactly, reward our children. So, like, when you get used to that as a parent, too, and, like, when the kids are in the battle, like, we have such a heart for parents for that same reason. Like, you know, like, they hear that same thing, right, that the research is, like, keep the kids off sugar, but, you know, their kids are struggling, and it's like they're going through a hard battle, and you're a mom and you want to just do something to, you know, to provide some comfort and smile and help your kid. And so it's like, you know, okay, you got a bigger problem. You have the cancer. Let's just give you something to help soothe it and make you feel better for the moment. But we wanted to just be able to do that in a way that, you know, they can do that and not feel bad about it. Right. And be able to give that. And the nurses and the staffs are the hospitals are so excited about it because they know the research too. And they feel really good about giving the lollipops, like, because they know that they're contributing to their health in the sense of not, like, adding sugar, you know, but also helping them feel better. So, but yeah, you're right, Dolly.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. Sugar is a hard one to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Well, speaking of hard, too, Jen, your group, your organization, it's all volunteers, including yourself, and 100% of your donations go to the cause, right? You're also donating these wooden lollipop trees nationwide to cancer clinics and camps, and you're refilling them, too, as needed, per hospital. That is right there a huge expense that's really hard to keep up with. I know you had sent me an email mentioning that you have a goal in 2018, and I'm hoping that my listeners can help you reach, or at least in some way, some way make a dent in your goal. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we have 100 hospitals that are waiting for trees and lollipops. They really would love for us to be able to give them one for their clinic. And cost of that obviously depends on, like, how many lollipops that they go through. And which is shocking is that, you know, 60, 70 kids a day, oftentimes in these hospitals are receiving treatment. And so we've been very excited this year. And last year we've so far been able to go to, I think we're in like 10 different states right now. Our vision is to be in every state. And we would love to be in all the cancer hospitals that we can and be able to donate these trees. But our vision is to be able to be in all those different states and really fulfill that need. And so we're thinking about a way to do that. And we thought if we could launch a campaign where we could bring people together, where they could, you know, be part of that. And so we thought about, like, putting teams together or companies, corporations that would want to donate, and if they want to sponsor, you know, a state or a hospital, or how could we do that? So we came up with an idea that we'd love to be able to have 1,000 individual people, and maybe they've lost somebody to cancer and they want to give in memory or in honor of somebody, or they're a survivor and they want to celebrate their survivorship, or maybe it's a company that we want to give, or maybe a team of people, like an organization that wants to get a group of people together and give. But we thought if we could ask 1,000 different people, organizations, companies, individuals, to each give $1,000, we actually could raise $1 million together as a project, everyone coming together for that purpose and be able to really accomplish the goal of, like, replacing all the sugar treats and really bringing in these naturally sugar-free treats. And so that would be just an amazing goal for us to be able to accomplish. And we thought about just even for the next, actually tomorrow, we would love to launch, like, the 25 Days of Christmas, and that if we could, in December, have 25 individuals or companies or teams that would come together and want to do that. If we could raise that money, we could really kick off the new year with being able to give a lot of trees away to these hospitals. And that would be amazing. So $1,000 would really make a big start in helping a hospital be able to receive the tree and get, you know, lollipop bags redonated every, we send tons of bags every month to these hospitals just to keep them full because they go through them every day. So,
So absolutely. That would totally make a difference, a huge difference. Donate online at www.handinghope.org. That's a great way to donate, and maybe in memory or honor of someone that you know that is battling or battled cancer. That's a great way to honor them this holiday season. How about that? We're talking to Jen Hofel and her partner, Kim Belville Aqua. Co-founders of Handing Hope. Handing Hope is the organization, and like I said, they've been educating people on how to kick the chemicals and reduce their risk of disease. We know that these foreign substances in our food that are not really food are affecting our weight. They're also affecting our cells on a cellular level, and that's turning into research shows people that sugar and these chemicals are turning our cells and creating cancer. And this is the way to prevent it. How to prevent it, Jen? We've got about a minute and a half. Is any tips? I know they can go to that website, right? Handing Hope. Would we see stuff or information there, or the No Toxin Zone?
Yeah, you can go to notoxinzone.com. There's a great 5-minute video there that gives some tips. There's actually a free download of, 10 toxins in your house that you can toss today that you can grab an ebook on there for free. And then if you want to come and visit our Facebook group and our Facebook page, and just we put out recipes and resources and things that can help. But really think about your environment. 90% of cancer is environmental. Yes, like you said, it is really important, like what we eat and ingest, and making sure we have good nutrition. But then also really looking at like what we put on our skin. It takes less than a minute for anything you put on your skin to get into your system, your kid's system. So like what type of ingredients are in your personal care products and your skincare, cosmetics, those type of things, because it matters. It affects your
immune
system.
Yeah, and your sunscreen. The sunscreen, that's 60 SPF. What all those chemicals are in there, right? All these things.
Yeah, and there are manufacturers.
On the website and right there.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Lots of things to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are manufacturers out there like the lollipops, like that they use naturally sugar-free that are good for you, that you can still get a great product, but you're going to get, without all of the ingredients that you want to stay away from. So there's other manufacturers out there that do sunscreens that don't have the toxic ingredients and cleaning products and personal care products and, all that stuff. So I think it's just being an educated consumer and really getting those things in your home and using them and knowing that they make a difference.
Wow. Thank you, Jen Kaufel with Handing Hope. Check them out on the web, handinghope.org. Really nice talking to you, Jen, and thanks for everything that you're doing for our kids. I love people that are advocates for kids. Kids don't know any better. We really need to guide them, and it's a tough job keeping the sugar out of the house. But, boy, this lollipop was really tasty. Thanks for the treats, Jen, today.
I'm glad
today.
You enjoyed it. Thank you for bringing awareness
I really
to our
you being on the
mission.
Show.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, and
such
happy
a pleasure.
Holidays.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
You too. Happy holidays.
And with
too.
That,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It's been great having Jen on the show today. Lots of great information. And don't forget to check out that No Toxins website. I'm going to make sure I got it right. It's
No Toxic Zone. Yeah.
That's it. No Toxic Zone. Toxin Zone. Can't even get the word out. Check them out on the web, but I'll put a link on our Facebook page, too. Thanks for listening, everybody. So long. We'll see you next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah.